Visiting today with new Pleasantville head cross country coach Eric Heisley to preview their 2025 season. Coach, let's just start off before we kind of get into this upcoming season. You know, you're taking over now as new head coach for this Pleasantville cross country program. Kind of talk about how that came to be and your experience in an assistant role before you started as the head coach.
Yeah, for sure. So taking over for Coach Victor, he did a great job kind of getting the program restarted at Pleasantville years ago and has really helped build the culture, so thanks to him for everything. I've been able to help out, be an assistant with the program 5 or 6 years between cross country and track with mid distance. So just excited to kind of keep the momentum going here at Pleasantville and keep the team growing and competing and headed into the future.
Do you feel like you being an assistant and being around the program for several years made the transition a little bit easier stepping into that role?
Definitely, yeah, and since I'm not a teacher at the school, it gave me a chance to get to know the kids, the current kids we have, and spend some time, you know, with them over the last few years, even from helping with junior high, you know, back in the day. So definitely think we're just continuing on the same program we've been. We're just changing a few things up, trying to build a culture going forward.
Yeah, and to look a little bit about last year before we start on this year, you know, I know you guys had kind of a younger roster and didn't quite get any state qualifiers, which I'm sure you would have liked to have a couple, but your overall thoughts on last season?
Yeah, last season, definitely young on the girls' side for sure. Not very many seniors or juniors, and had a good kind of freshman group come in that had good success in junior high and had trained really well together, and they're really had a good year just getting used to high school, getting used to 5K for that crew. But we'll obviously miss on the boys' side Kurt Cunin as a state qualifier and just a big part of our culture there. So pretty solid year though overall. Kids, you know, we're about development, kids getting better, running personal bests, that kind of thing. So a lot to build on for this year.
Can you mention maybe a couple key returners that you're going to have coming back this year that have been contributors to the program in the past?
Yeah, definitely. So on the girls' side, you know, one of our seniors, Carly Grip, has been a big part of our program and track as well. So excited to see what she can do as a senior. Ava Van Ness as a junior coming in, continuing to get better last year as well. Then really that core group of sophomores now. So Riley Hardman, Amelia Latch, Summer Isley, Elena Loneman, Addie Korsman, Schaefer Fulmer. We have a lot in that class. So excited for them to keep working together and kind of see how far they can go on the girls' side. Boys' side, pretty a small roster this year so far. Jacob Rowson, I think, is looking really solid. Had a good summer of training. Solomon Clausen wasn't with us last year. He's here this year and is looking pretty good as well. Plus some of our freshmen coming in, hoping to contribute right away to the team. So,
you know, do you feel that there is some benefit of having a younger roster? You know, if we look in the girls' side, you say you kind of have that core group of sophomores. You know, is there some benefit you feel like with that?
Yeah, we talk about consistency all the time. They've been really consistent the last few years. So I think it's going to really start showing up as they get older and stronger. So we would hope for more upperclassmen, but the crew we have, I'm excited for them. Had a good, coming off a good track season, a good summer of training, and I think we'll really start to see things start taking off soon. So
yeah, and we talked a little bit beforehand about the schedule for this year, but can you just give us a little bit of a rundown on your thoughts on this year's schedule?
Yeah, for sure. Similar to prior years, you know, we try to hit a meet a week, spaced out a little bit so we can get some training in there. The kids like certain courses more than others, so try to kind of mix that up and really try to see some different teams that we might see at a qualifier or at a conference, you know. So we'll go down to Southern Iowa, we'll go up to kind of central North Iowa as well, kind of spread out and race against some different teams, see some different competition, some different types of courses over the year.
You know, in kind of this beginning part of the season, before we've gotten into meets, what are some of those biggest things that you're working on with the program right now?
Yeah, for the kids that have put in, you know, a great summer of training, we're just continuing that on, that aerobic development. We're hitting, making sure we're hitting race pace. We're doing some time trials here and there. We're just trying to kind of work our way into kind of racing mode, you know, practicing race kind of scenarios and spending time together as a team as well, you know, before we get into meets every week and stuff. So trying to do some fun things as well and just make sure everybody's healthy and ready to go for the competition season.
Well, Coach, before we close, I always like to ask coaches at different programs, just how can the community of Pleasantville, you know, and they always do a great job anyway, but support your athletes and support your cross country team this season?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a home meet. So I know that we like to see, you know, a bunch of fans out there at the golf course cheering us on. That's always fun and exciting for the kids. It's different because we only compete one time in front of like home fans like that versus just parents. So I think, just continuing to support, you know, the Booster Club. We work with them on doing things for the team as well. So I think that's the main